This is 90.3 KAZU and KAZU.org. I'm Dylan Music. Salvador Dali is returning to Monterey, so to speak. Back in the 1940s, the Spanish artist lived here part-time. Now, Monterey will become home to the first permanent exhibition of his surrealist work in a new museum called Dali 17. KAZU's Krista Almanzon reports.
Behind the doors at the Museum of Monterey in the Custom House Plaza, a transformation has been underway for the past few months.
I hope you're noticing a lot of changes here. Yeah?
Pebble Beach resident Dimitri Pitterman shows me around the future home of Dali 17.
Dark ceilings and gray walls, and a lot of windows have disappeared, on the inside at least. We needed more wall space, and also the art that we're going to be displaying hates daylight.
This museum will display his personal collection of artwork from surrealist Salvador Dali. Pitterman, an entrepreneur, started collecting in the 1980s and now has 577 pieces, including etchings, mixed media, and sculptures. We walk past workers installing carpet. Stacks of framed artwork wrapped in plastic lean against the walls. We enter a small dark room illuminated by black light.
What will be located here is a suite called Alchemy of Philosophers.
He unwraps a framed mixed media piece.
We're probably breathing dust from another continent right now.
Parts of the piece shine fluorescent under the light. It's a future Pitterman didn't know about until a museum in Spain near Dali's hometown showed this collection.
But they did, and they had it in a specific room like this.
Aside from Spain, Pitterman's collection has also been on exhibit in Belgium. Once it opens to the public on Friday in Monterey, this museum will become the first of its kind on the West Coast.
So this is the place where Dali actually worked. So everything is almost like was destined to come here.
Dali and his wife lived in the United States for 8 years, beginning in 1941. They split their time between the East Coast and the Monterey Peninsula. They made a home at the Hotel Del Monte, which is now the Naval Postgraduate School. It's also the start of the original 17-mile drive, which inspired the museum's name, Dali 17. While living here, Dali became a member of the Carmel Art Association, collaborated with local artists, and threw a legendary party.
Mr. Salvador Dali gives a party.
The celebrity-filled surrealist dinner was captured in this 1941 newsreel that can be found on YouTube.
The Spanish painter of surrealism dresses Mrs. Dali in a unicorn's head, just to start things off.
The museum will feature a room dedicated to this party, which captures the energy Larry Chavez wants to see here. He's board president of the Monterey History and Art Association.
That's what we want to do. We want to turn a lot of heads.
The association will run the museum in partnership with Pitterman. Chavez says in recent years it became clear the museum needed to change from its focus on Monterey and maritime history.
I used to sit at the window and I could see all these people on the wharf having a great time and then coming down to the wharf, walking right past the museum into the parking lot and leaving.
The museum will still feature a section dedicated to local history, but the hope is the focus on Dali will breathe new life into this building. Aliyah Shida is with the Monterey County Convention and Visitors Bureau.
It's adding to the appeal of our destination, and it's especially appealing for those cultural visitors who really appreciate the art scene.
The plan for the museum is to have a strong connection to the community, enlisting the help of volunteers, hosting art competitions, and maybe even a Dali-inspired surrealist dinner.
It's pretty tremendous that an artist can live beyond his physical life to continue influencing people.
Dali 17 opens to the public on Friday. Admission ranges from $10 for kids to $20 for adults. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.